Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to an special episode of Video Games to the Max. As we've got a full house here with Mr. Mark Morrison, who's always here with me.
Howdy.
And Jens Dietrich is back again.
Nice to be here.
Good to see you. And of course, Mr. Randy Isbo, who's been a frequent guest lately.
Yeah, it's been a busy news time.
Yes, it is a busy news time. So, if for some of you've been living under a rock since Tuesday, Microsoft is set to acquire Activision Blizzard for $68.7 billion with a B dollars. And we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Hi, this is Natalie Lander, voice of Kinsey, Tara Branford, Stargirl, and many others. You are listening to a W2Mnet podcast. You can visit W2Mnet.com for other podcasts about entertainment, video games, sports, and wrestling. You are listening to Video Games to the Max.
All right. See, now we have even new intro music. We're about to get to that episode 300. I had to do a little bit of an upgrade here. So, you know, we are going to do our fantasy draft that we promised, but this is so big. We have to talk about it before we start talking about the fantasy draft. Guys, I mean, what were your, like, I'm barely waking up. I'm seeing this. I'm saying, what? What? This is not real. This is not real. I saw the Jason Schreier tweet about Wall Street Journal reporting, and then all of a sudden Microsoft posted on their website, has that graphic that everybody has seen at this point about acquiring Activision Blizzard King and everything. Phil Spencer has said for a long time he wanted an entry into social and casual gaming. He got that with King. You get one of the biggest game once again for the entire year. Call of Duty Vanguard was, even though it was, you know, not a top Call of Duty game of all time or anything, it was still the top seller of the entire year. And now they have that in their portfolio along with all the Blizzard historic franchises and everything else. Jens, what do you think about this entire thing here?
My hope is that this means that Activision will be releasing more than two games a year from now on. Because
what do you mean two? They barely get one out a year.
That's the thing. Activision has such an amazing back catalog of IP. Microsoft will have to do something with that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Get the Zelda Creations back together, you know. Give Jane Jensen her Gabriel Knight back.
Yeah.
Remake Quest for Glory, you coward.
I would hope a lot of these, that's the problem we've had with them having some of these other companies, right? They haven't really been pumping out all these historic Rare franchises or anything. I mean, they just now started the production on Perfect Dark. Banjo-Kazooie's been sitting there. Everybody's been wanting a new Banjo game. You're hoping now that with all this plethora of talent that you're going to have, we're not even talking about just the big studios. We're talking about these smaller studios now that they also have. I think it's something around 40 different studios that Microsoft has at their disposal now. Randy, I mean, what do you think about this entire thing here?
Hashtag free toys for Bob. That's all I care about.
Right.
Toys for Bob was fantastic. They did Spyro. They did Crash. Give them Banjo. That's all I'm excited about. That's what I want. No, what? Jens, I think, hit exactly how I feel. Obviously, Twitter blew up into console wars, and obviously, I'm the Sony guy. And by the way, Microsoft, you can buy me for $68.7. I will be. Do you want? You don't need a billion at all. Just to let you guys know. But to me, I'm lucky enough where I have all the systems, so I don't care what I play it on. I prefer playing on the PlayStation. That's just what I'm used to playing. But Sean and I just played games on the Xbox. It doesn't bother me to turn on the Xbox. to me, this is good for all of those franchises that were buried underneath Activision because they all wanted to throw all these different companies into the Call of Duty pool. And now Microsoft can spread them back out and we can get some interesting combinations. And I know a lot of people go, oh, well, Sony's going to buy this and that. I don't care if it's Microsoft or Sony, but this is why we have been begging for Konami to be bought, because there's so many IPs that are just hidden behind these terrible companies that once they get bought by a company that knows what they're doing, we have hope that we're going to see these franchises again and created by other publishers that know what they're doing and will show the love that they deserve. So, I think this is good for gaming.
Here's my question to you all. How much of the back catalog do you think is going to come to Game Pass? Do you think that everything Activision that's technically backwards compatible from Xbox onwards is going to be on Game Pass? Or do you think it'll be something somewhat more limited?
Limited, like licensing probably deals.
See, here's the thing, though, right? Is it's a lot of licensing and it's a lot of what do these deals entail, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so they don't have the right to put Sekiro on Game Pass. They have the publishing rights, right? But yeah. From Software owns the IP, so Microsoft would still have to go to From Software and say, can we put Sekiro on Game Pass? Does Activision probably does not own any of those Spider-Man games that they publish?
I think they'll make that Sekiro deal happen. I think they'll give From Software some money. It'll be fine.
But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, like all the old Call of Duties show up on there, you know, all the perhaps, you know,
play World at War again.
Yeah. I mean, you'd imagine the Crashes and Spyros, they already have those, the new ones. Would they put the old ones on there? I don't know. I mean, there's quite a bit in their old catalog. I mean, if you want to go back to this is a company that they were the first ever third party publisher. They were around from the Atari days. Like, are you going to put some of these really old games on here?
Bring Game Room back.
Yeah, bring Game Room back. You're going to put the old Pitfall game that used to be like default on some computers back in the day. You're going to put that on PC, you know? Like, they could go back that far, really. So it's amazing what they really could do with Game Pass as far as like bringing that in, but like moving that forward, not just the back catalog. Obviously, the big topic, as it has been every time one of these things happens, saying it happened with Bethesda. Obviously, they cannot comment on that while this deal is still being processed, which could take up anywhere from the summer this year to March of next year to complete, where they would officially own Activision, Blizzard, and King, all that. What do you think about exclusive, Mark? I mean, how much are we talking about being taken away from PlayStation gamers have to own an Xbox to have it?
I mean, I think most stuff except for Call of Duty, because it's still the biggest moneymaker.
You think that they will keep...
That'll be on
I don't
PS4,
think so. But I think Warzone's going to stay because multiplayer, but I think at some point when these contracts run out, it will be Xbox only, and it will no longer be annual. They will start treating it like any other franchise, as it should be, every couple of years. Like,
they're going to start cutting studios, because that's why they had the 3-studio system at Activision.
Do they or really? They just bought this whole thing for $68 billion. They can't afford to keep
it. Yeah, it just means that those studios will do something that's not called Call of Duty.
But why would they? I mean, that's the whole point. Is Call of Duty is a yearly franchise.
Yeah, but they can put them to do other games, though. They don't have to have them do Call of Duty.
They can say the same thing about Activision in general, but that's not going to happen, at least for 5 years. And hey, it's not like Microsoft isn't bloodless. Like, they have certainly canceled, shut down studios before. Remember Lionhead?
Oh, I'm not saying they have not. I'm saying in this period where they have been buying stuff, they have not been, we haven't heard them say, oh, we killed one of these deals, at least that we know of. We don't know if they merged
say
any,
like, oh, we bought all Activision except for Sledgehammer. Like, that's not going to happen, you know.
No, they're not going to do it immediately. Maybe in, once that deal runs out where they are the ones that control what to do with Call of Duty, that's when you're going to figure out, okay, are we going to start, what are we going to start doing with some of these? What are they going to do with High Moon Studios? What are they going to do with all these other ones that, like, were only making, how many of these studios were there just making Call of Duty?
All of them.
What they have to figure out what to do with those shows now, just on principle.
That's what I meant. Is there's going to be a lot of blood?
You think that's what's going to happen? We're just going to see a bunch of
Raven jobs? Is going away.
I don't know. I just don't see why you would buy Activision if you're not going to do something with the IP.
Yeah,
I actually means maybe staffing up, putting some of these old, putting the people back together who can actually iterate on some of this stuff. give me my Raven X-Men Origins Wolverine 2.
They can't.
No?
No, because Spider-Man, Sony's making that Wolverine game.
Mm. Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, we saw with Indiana Jones, would this, you know, have Microsoft go and tap up D for some other IPs that, hey, we have all these studios. We need something for them to do, and we'd like to have something high profile. What do you think about, insert character here? You know?
I mean, I could see him bugging DC more than Marvel.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we can finally get a good Spawn game going.
Never going to happen.
I mean, that was a thing for Xbox, right? For back in the day.
I'll play it if it's Spawn, the movie, the game. Give me the John Leguizamo. Devil, yeah.
So obviously, I mean, we can talk about whether this is an actual good thing for the industry or not in a little bit. But obviously, this is, I think, the one good thing to take out of this is that now all of these developers, all these workers are away from, you would hope, pretty quickly once this deal goes down, Bobby Kotick. And all of that terrible stuff that they have been through this entire year plus of stuff, not to mention the things that have happened before then, you would think that the work culture is going to be cleaned up a bit.
Yeah, you'd think that Microsoft couldn't do any worse, right?
Well, I mean, Phil Spencer made that a big deal in his statement, is that they do not stand for any of this stuff. You know,
but look at their unionization efforts. I'm sure that's going to keep going, isn't it?
Probably not. I'm sure that at some point they will really work to stop that by then. I don't know if Microsoft legally cannot get involved. So I don't know what Activision is going to do. Are they going to keep doing their thing where they send emails and that's all they do? And then what happens? I don't know. I'm happy for those developers to be able to get out from under that and be able to be free again to do what they love to do. There's so many of these Rod Ferguson, Mikey Barra, various people that used to work with Xbox and Microsoft that are now going back to there that have good things to say. So that's a plus. I mean, Mark, as a person that loves the Blizzard game, what do you think about? Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, you play WoW still. Y'all just got done beating Diablo 2 Resurrected. I mean, this is for part of the company that's been kind of a shell of itself. Do you think this is something we're going to see them rejuvenated now? We're going to see a different Blizzard?
Like you said, it couldn't get much worse because every one of their games are failing pretty bad. So that's one reason why this is allowed to go on.
Overwatch not doing well anymore?
No. And Overwatch 2 getting delayed constantly. Right.
Is it Apex still? Is Apex still the Apex Predator?
Yes.
Apex Legends?
Wasn't it still Fortnite?
Or is Fortnite the big thing?
Fortnite and Apex are both.
Yeah.
Eating their lunch right now.
Gotcha.
I mean, it'd be nice to see Blizzard actually like make other games, like be creative and not just rely on the same three damn franchises over and over.
Blackthorn 2.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Racing, bring that back.
Ooh, yeah. You
know? I just bought that collection.
Make a new Justice League fighting game.
Yeah, I mean, you could even rejuvenate StarCraft.
Actually release StarCraft Ghost.
Right.
as an Xbox title, original Xbox, but like, here you go.
I would imagine Diablo 4 might be.
Oh, gosh, that'll be quite the thing, won't it?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, at certain points, that game was supposed to come out sooner rather than later, but it keeps getting, with everything going on.
That'll be an uproar if it's only Xbox and PC.
Yeah, I mean, but again, like, that's part of this, right? You're going to see a lot of that happen. Just like it happened with Bethesda, you're going to get mad. So.
Unless there are still deals in place for that, since that precedes the...
That's very possible. That could be. Like you said, it is in development and full on development. So
depends on like who's funding it, I guess, if there's any Sony money in it.
Well, let's look big picture here, Randy. I'm going to go to you here as the, I guess, quote unquote Sony guy. Even though you and I were playing Nobody Saves the World through Game Pass on Xbox today, having fun with that. So it's not anything that have to do with the platform. It's just you prefer Sony games mostly. So like, as the person who sees that, the person that loves those friends, like, is there a reaction from Sony, or is it more of, we're just going to focus on us and keep doing our thing?
I mean, that's the first thing everyone thinks about. All right, what's Sony going to do? Well, Sony didn't do anything when they bought Bethesda. All right, everyone's like, oh, they're going to buy this, they're going to buy that. I'm even going, I mean, I want somebody to buy Konami because I just want the franchises back.
Right.
But I don't know what Sony does. It's very interesting, the timing, because we all know this Spartacus thing is going to be announced in the next month or two, especially with them pulling the cards off the shelves and kind of getting ready for whatever that rollout is. Do they now have to bump up whatever the Spartacus thing is, or do they just keep being Sony? It's very interesting. And from the way the history is, Sony's just going to be Sony anyways. It's kind of, they've kind of went into that comfortable Nintendo role. It's like, all right, Microsoft can keep just doing whatever they're doing. We're still winning in our eyes. So that, I think that's Sony's aspect. Are they winning or not? That's not up for us to tell. It's still way too early in this generation. And I think both of them are coming at winning in two completely different aspects of it, but I don't know. I don't think Sony is now going to go out and all of a sudden.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And by Capcom, Konami, and whatever, just to try to balance. They're just going to keep doing what they're doing. Yeah. They kind of already do, right? I mean, with all the,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't see them. I don't see by June Sony buying one of those big companies.
Yeah, I think people are just, it's an overreaction to that. I mean, it's not like Sony. Yeah, you can go in and look at that whole, oh, their stock went down $20 billion in one day or whatever it is. I mean, that's a measure that will go up and down and will go back up and stay stabilized. And, you know, once they start having their games come out, like, you know, Horizon's going to come out pretty soon here, we won't be talking about that so much. I mean, this is still something that's a long ways away. It won't be until many years where this really starts affecting PlayStation so much. I mean, those Call of Duty contracts are probably still good for at least this year, if not next year as well. I mean, definitely you don't pay that kind of money to be giving Sony a bunch of games. If you did it with 7.5, you're definitely going to do it with 68.7. So it's just how much of that are they going to do and how much of that is going to affect Sony. But I mean, Sony definitely has the money. If they wanted to go buy Square, if they wanted to go buy Konami's IPs, I don't know if you want to buy Konami itself, you have to buy a bunch of crap you have to go sell off. Like, but you know, would Capcom even invite themselves to that? It's just, there's a lot, I think, that's still out there on the table, right? But I think we shouldn't be jumping the gun of, oh my God, doom and gloom, the world is over, Sony needs to pack it in, and Microsoft just wins everything. And like, Microsoft's still behind Sony and Tencent as far as like the revenue in video game companies. Like, Sony is still out there number one. I mean, so
Sony has the edge on certain technicalities. Like, I will take the DualShock, or not, sorry, the
DualSense.
Thank you. I'll take the DualSense over even the Elite, even though the Elite is technically a better built controller. The DualSense, just, you know, that extra feature of the you know, the tactile feedback is unique, just like the, you know, exclusives are unique. So PlayStation's always going to have that, and just like Microsoft's going to have the Netflix for games thing with Game Pass just being this ridiculous, you know, insane catalog of stuff that's completely overwhelming and people are only going to experience a tiny percentage of. But you know, that's what they both have their place. It's like two completely different market segments almost.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
Kind of the boutique, that like that really premium Sony experience versus the, like, you know, for the common people, here's the great value, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have Microsoft that's wanting to go boom, 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 keep bringing in stuff to Game Pass and keep shocking you with things constantly. And you got Sony that's just like, look, we're making our movie quality games, we're making our TV shows, we're making our movies, we're making electric cars, for God's sakes. We're making, like, you know, so they're doing their thing. And then you got Nintendo over here just doing their thing, like, being like, ah, you know, I love that picture of somebody showed of Kirby fishing. That's exactly what Nintendo's doing. They're right. Just sitting there, like, not even worrying about this at all. So speaking of, though, Randy, do you think that this changes their idea with Spartacus at all? Do you think that this maybe makes them have to put a few more games up there up front? Like,
I hope we have no idea what Spartacus is going to entail, but I hope so, just because this is what we want with competition anyways, right? Is one company announces something and it makes the other one go, well, we have to give a little bit more than what we wanted. So I don't know what they were planning on giving, but hopefully just it tweaks it just that much more for them.
All right, the last thing I wanted to touch on before we move on here, been a lot of talk about this is bad for the gaming industry. right? This is gonna start the ball rolling. It's gonna be just like movies and TV. We're gonna see more of this stuff. It's gonna get smaller and smaller, like it was in the late 90s, where you're starting to see a bunch of these other publishers get gobbled up. Are you worried about that? Do you think Microsoft's not done? They're gonna do it. They're gonna do one of these again, or does Sony eventually? You know, if Microsoft puts the hammer down and says, "Yeah, we're just gonna make everything," Sony just says, "Okay, well, you are. Well, we're gonna do this." You know, and it starts to become a game of cat and mouse. And then we still don't know. We still got Tencent out there that keeps putting their fingers in every single pot that they possibly can. Mark, like, what do you think? Do you think this is just that we're gonna see more of this?
I think if Microsoft does try to go hard on like no more PS5 games, you know, all these games are exclusive, then Sony will bite back with the Japanese studios and bite back hard.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how important you think Activision is. You know, if all that matters to you is whether Call of Duty, you know, if Call of Duty is like your one, you know, measure for is this console worthwhile? Does it have Call of Duty? Then it really matters. If you actually care about games in general, I think Activision doesn't contribute that much to the landscape in terms of new releases.
Well, not anymore. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. So it's the back catalog is what's interesting. The old IP is what's interesting. If Microsoft actually does something with it, to me, that's an improvement.
I mean, we can say that, but I think sales are also a big factor as far as the gaming industry goes, and Call of Duty definitely the number one in all of that. So, I mean,
again, if that's your metric, then it's a terrible thing for gaming. I don't care. I don't give a shit about Call. I mean, I like Call of Duty. I don't care where I play Call of Duty.
I like some of the more ancillary Activision titles over the past decade, like that Tony Hawk game.
Shadows of the Damned.
Huh?
Shadows of the Damned.
That was like 15 years ago.
But, I mean, you're right.
Last good man, really? Yeah. 15 years. Wow.
You're correct on that, Mark. I mean, he was a big lover of Tony Hawk. Maybe they will come. Maybe Vicarious Visions is to go back to making Tony Hawk games. Who knows? This is a crazy time. If you look at all those IPs that now Microsoft technically has with Activision and Blizzard, that's an insane amount. It's an insane number. If they can revive even some of those and then just keep the ball rolling with what's already there.
I mean, Microsoft as of late is good at that, like Flight Simulator or Age of Empire, but like historically they aren't. They are almost as bad as Activision as far as that crap. Like people have been begging them for, you know, a new Banjo-Kazooie or a new Conker game for 20 years. Microsoft's like, what? We're going to put out Project Spark and then cancel it within 6 months.
Or cancel Scalebound or cancel so many of the other things that happened during that. Phantom Dust thing was ridiculous. But look, this is a thing that's going to keep moving. It's going to keep being a story the entire year. I'm sure when we look back at 2022, God bless that everything goes well and this thing going and we're all healthy and all right, that we're looking back and saying this is probably still the biggest story of the entire year. We're going back at looking at 2022. But again, this is going to be a thing where we'll be talking about constantly. There will be new stories coming out. There will be new rumors coming out. There'll be this saying, Keegan said. But again, until that whole deal is finished, they really can't do a whole lot of changing, especially because they have to get through the Department of Justice and the FCC and everything else, and they have to get that approved. And so anything that could tip the balance of that, they're not going
to. Do you think this gets approved?
Yeah, I think it gets approved. Nobody's going to tell them no for being. And they're fighting a Japanese and a Chinese company. Really? You think America's going to tell them no? Microsoft has so much clout in the political world. I just don't see it. Plus, there's so many other companies around. Like, how many of these third-party publishers are still there? Ubisoft, EA, Square, you know, you name it. We could start rattling them off. Capcom, Bandai Namco, all these people are still around. They cannot say it's a monopoly. And especially if they don't say, oh, we're going to take away all these games from the PlayStation. If they keep shut about that, then what are people going to fight with them on? You know, I don't see it really. But all right, let's get on with the thing that originally was going to be our main deal for this show. But we got to explain the rules before we get started. Now, anybody listening or watches later on YouTube, I'm sure that you have seen, whether it's Kind of Funny or some other big podcaster doing the Fantasy Critic Draft that has been around for a few years now. However, this is not, as you would say, like fantasy football or some other sports derivative of this. You're not trying to get the most successful game as far as sales or points or whatever, you're trying to, as a critic, try to figure out what game is going to score the most on Open Critic, not Metacritic, Open Critic, which the caveat with Open Critic is there are way more writers that usually review games than on Metacritic. So you should probably take that in note sometimes when you're looking at some of these
more games, outliers either way.
Right?
Yeah.
We're all going to pick 7 games here on the show, and then there are 8 more games that we all have to pick throughout. Either you can do it all tomorrow, or you can wait, because you can also wait until things get announced at other events or just on Twitter, whatever, and then decide, oh, well, we know that game's coming out in 2022. I'm picking that, you know, but you have to bid on it. Everybody has a budget of $100, so you have to use that budget to bid on games, and especially once you get into post-draft, it's almost like the waiver wire, but it's a bid. Mm-hmm. You have to try to, you bid $1 and then, or you bid more, whatever, and you have to hope that somebody else is not also trying to bid on that same game at the same time. And this goes on throughout until you get to the end of the year. The person with the most points, the most, so basically any game that gets above 70, you get some kind of points, on the scale. So if 70, I think, is like 1 point, then you get to 80 and it's 10 points and so on.
Yeah. So just as an example, we were talking about Nobody Saves the World, which Sean and I were playing, obviously not eligible because it's already out. I'm on Metacritic, but 79 score to get you 9 points.
Right. Exactly. And so like anything like, you know, same thing like Rainbow Six Extraction already has, 95. Review scores. So we cannot pick that game either. That's the thing you also have to pay attention to, right? If, say, a game shadow drops, but somebody already reviewed it 2 days ago, you're not going to be able to pick that game. It won't let you. So it's not even that, like, I'm stopping you. It's the actual system will not let you. So, and just to prove a point, I think it has an 85% on Open Critic with an 80 average. Or 80 is the average, so it has an 80 on Open Critic. So right now you would get 10 points for Nobody Saves the World if you had picked that game already. So yeah, that's how this works. So here we go. Let's get to doing the actual drafting. I'm just giving me the draft order will be locked in. All right, here we go. So apparently I'm first.
Oh, that's so crap.
Man, this is I hate having the first pick in anything. So it's like, wow.
What so game? Are you seeing something different than what we're seeing? I'm just seeing the overall summary.
Yeah.
Right. So if you, like, y'all are actually picked into the league, right?
Yeah.
Player action. Okay. Draft game. So you actually have to go to, like, on the left side where it says player action, there's a something that says draft game.
Yeah. Well, it'll be us when it's our turn. Yeah. Right now on mine, you have a little green outline on you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. Cool.
There's so many games I could pick here.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. And like, I'm trying to think, is like, do I go with something that we know is going to be great, that I know I'm going to play, or do I go with something that maybe I don't like, but I know somebody else absolutely loves and is going to be probably one of the most revered games in this entire list. So, man, I don't know. You know what? All I see is the hype and everything. So I'm sorry, Ian, but I got to pick Elden Ring.
You took my joke.
That's the one.
You love Beyond Good and Evil 2. You think it's going to have to come out someday?
It is not going to come out this year. That game is not coming out.
Cool. There you go.
I would have picked Breath of the Wild, but I just don't think that. All right, well, Randy,
Elden Ring's definitely happening.
Oh, that's cool. It has the top available games too. So if you're just unsure, especially once we get lower and lower, it's on there. That was Jens. You were never getting it because I told Sean if I drafted before you,
I know.
I was taking it. Just
enter into my my thought process.
All right, so it is my
literally
turn.
The only game I care about this year.
That's funny. So I'm playing the original right now, getting ready for the sequel. I'm very much enjoying my time. I think it's going to just go way off the charts. And again, like Sean said, you have to be a little careful because you pick a game later on in the year, it might get delayed, and then it won't come out this year, and then you don't get anything.
Yeah, you don't get any points.
So I'm going to be safe. I'm going to go for the one that we know the release date. It's coming in February as well. Horizon Forbidden West is going to be my first.
All right. That's good with a Sony game there. So Let's see, who is
me? Because I think it auto sorted players. You selected and you hit go because Guns is next.
All right,
God of War. That's the most easy, obvious one.
You think God of War will actually come out?
You guys are killing me here.
Sean, can you share your screen?
I could share the screen, right? Okay, so let's get into...
Mark should share his screen since he doesn't have a video feed.
Well, it won't matter because it'll just share the screen.
Oh, it'll take over the entire thing?
Anyway.
Okay.
So
now it's Jens' turn, I believe.
Yep. Jens is up. And we do have...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. We have two people that aren't here that are in it. One's
okay,
auto-draft.
Okay, so I click draft game, right? No way.
Yeah.
Yes, you go to... Yes, draft game. And then
show top
you...
available games.
Exactly.
And then I pick... Oh, here we go. Yeah, okay.
So, Jens, what are you thinking now that your main game is gone?
Oh, God.
Armored Core 6.
I don't want to talk about this too much. I have a couple of things I'm considering.
Okay, yeah. See, this doesn't work when I'm sharing my screen because...
Yeah, you can't see what I'm looking at.
You're not seeing what Jens is doing.
All right.
But you can show who's been drafted.
That is true.
Yeah, okay. So if you're watching us on video, sorry for the audio.
All right. I'm going to make a bold pick here.
That Suicide Squad game?
No, I picked Forspoken.
Ooh. Forspoken. All right. Interesting. Interesting decision there with Forspoken.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think... Oh, now I have to go tell Daniel that he is drafting.
Are you really excited for Forspoken? Or you just think it's going to rate high?
Actually, both. I think it'll do well, and it looks spectacular. So as long as... And of course, there's always a chance, right, with a new IP like this that it falls on its face. So it's more of a gamble than something that's reliably going to score high like an Elden Ring or a God of War.
Right.
Horizon, where there's precedent. So we'll see.
I have a good pick for you, Jens, when you get back to your turn.
No, you can suggest whatever you want.
Well, it's a game I know you'll like and play. So,
well, there are games on here that I know I will love that I don't know if I'm going to pick.
Actually, Mark, I'm very curious while we're waiting for these other picks to come in, but what do you think the release date's going to be for Ragnarok?
By November.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Like, one of the biggest gambles to me would be Bayonetta 3, because that's a... I know if Bayonetta 3 comes out, it will be stellar, but the question is it ever even going to come out?
Well, my release date on Amazon says it will be up by the end of the year.
It has been by December of whatever next year was for the last 4 years. Like, I've had this game on pre-order for 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him, like, a couple minutes. If he doesn't respond, I'm just going to...
Yeah, we're going to have to vamp in the meantime.
I'm going to have to put him on auto-draft, I guess. Yeah,
it's tough when you have people in a draft that aren't here.
Makes for excellent podcasting, though.
Yes.
Oh, he made his first pick, he said? Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's made both.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, he's the snake draft. Okay.
Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Oh, that was going to be my next game. Damn it.
That's an exciting pick. Wait, he's already...
So I would imagine what they do with the auto draft is that they're going to give Jed whatever games we don't pick. Mm-hmm.
Starfield and Zelda, that's... Jed has a good choice here.
I think what it does, it went through Sean, Randy, me, Jens, and then the other two guys, and then it reversed itself.
Yeah, it's not a snake draft. Yeah.
So never mind. So Jed, it gave... Okay, so here's what's been happening if you're on... which I took it off the... I need to put it back on. So, because they're not here, so Daniel's picks are Pokemon Legends Arceus and Kirby and the Forgotten Land. Two really solid picks here. I think Kirby the Forgotten Land is going to be great. It's my most anticipated game this year.
I don't know about Pokemon.
And Pokemon Legends is going to be... It's different. It's exciting that it's different, but will that not work in its favor as far as, like, people are going to be more nitpicky with it and criticize it more? So, or will they not because they want to see more stuff like Pokemon Legends Arceus? So let's see, because we're already getting critiques about it not looking good. So that's not a great thing in its favor. you got two games here from Jed that are obviously going to be absolute bangers, you would think. But
if they come out this year.
Is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 going to come out this year?
No.
Because that's what I don't think it will. And then Starfield has that date of 11/11, but it could easily. It's so far into the end of the year that, man, it could get bounced. For
and you'll see, by the way, I've already made the next pick, so somebody else's turn to draft.
It goes backwards, so now it's Mark's turn.
I've chosen Triangle Strategy.
Triangle Strategy, That's another good one. I'm excited for that game as well. March 4th.
Sean, you're running out of games yourself.
I am.
All right. So it's up to Mark. Mark, what are you thinking?
See, where's Grand Blue Fantasy Relaying? I'm kidding.
That's you think that's going to come out?
No.
Marvel's Binding, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Lost Ark.
Lost Ark. Okay. That's the free-to-play game, right?
Well, it is an early access, though. It's ineligible, actually, apparently.
It's ineligible, yes, because it is in early access, yeah.
Here then. I'll go on Marvel's Midnight Suns.
Wow. That could go either way. I like that pick.
See, the game I was going to suggest for you, Jens, that no one else would care about was Sniper Elite 5.
I mean, I do actually think Sniper Elite 5 is going to do well. Rebellion is usually pretty good at those, as opposed to everything else they make. But their Sniper Elite games are tip-top.
Make another Dick Marcinko game, Rogue Warrior.
Well, what are you thinking of here, Randy?
Oh, man, it's so difficult. I'm kind of in the same boat as you with your first pick. Do I pick something that I'm excited about or something that I think is going to score really high?
Do you think Marvel's Midnight Suns is going to come out this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
That trailer they showed actually had a lot of gameplay in it. So, and they don't, I forget the company, the developer, but they don't really screw around, so.
This is all right, where I'm going to go.
No, it's Frax is the...
Yeah.
Let's go with Cuphead, the delicious last course. I think I'm going to love playing this game, and I think it's going to score really high.
It makes sense.
People have been waiting for that game. You know it is going to do well. There's the Cuphead's delicious last course.
And I'm going to hope that the other game that I was battling between, Sean, you don't take with your next two picks.
Okay, well, since you can actually see what I'm doing here, I'll leave it up on the... okay, so let's see what we still got. Gran Turismo 7, people have been excited for that to come out. There's that Bayonetta 3 that Jens has been talking about. I am going to go with another game, though. I'm going to go with Sifu. It's a game I've been
safe pick.
Been very much anticipating. I think it's going to do well. And yeah, I mean, SoClap, Absolver didn't set the world on fire or anything, but I think they're definitely going to step up with Sifu. Be a solid 80 game. Oh, I have to draft again. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I think Hollow Knight 6 songs are going to come out this year. Dying Light 2 is an interesting one. I'm going to go with Mario Rabbids.
500 hours of interesting.
I'm going to go with Mario Rabbids. I think it looks way better than I love the fact that they added more of the walking around and platforming stuff.
Mm-hmm. And if the last game is any indication, it'll do well.
All right, Randy.
All right, you didn't take the other game. I was bouncing back. I know the scores have been going down with the last few. Give me Gran Turismo.
All right.
Wow. I think it's a safe 80. Give me an easy 10.
Yeah.
Sure, but is it going to come out?
Yes.
Oh, it's already said. It's coming out in March.
Okay. I don't think it'll be that high, though. That's the problem.
You think it's going to be like a 60 or a 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be like a 70 something. All right, Mark. What are you thinking here?
Oh, there it is. It's a Switch game. See if it'll actually be good, though. Yep, it's available. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot.
Oh, yeah. Well, wow. Those are classics, so.
We're going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
wait,
be a solid
Remix?
Score.
That's surprising.
I guess Remakes count. It's the remaster.
Remaster stuff.
Yeah, it's not like just some straight port, like they're rebuilding it from the ground
right
up. So.
So Remakes and partial remakes like Demon's Souls.
Cool. Yeah. So. I was just about to mention Demon's Souls. All right. Time for me to draft, I guess.
What other Soul games are out there?
Wow.
Elex 2.
Elex 2 is out there.
All right. You know what? Maybe not.
Don't be a chicken and take Bloodborne 2.
Ha! That'd be actually very... I think Bloodborne 2 would be very bold. That'd be a bold thing to take. I'm actually looking through some of the...
some other ones. You got, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands out there.
It's going to come out. I'm not going to like it, but it's going to do well. Monster Hunter Rise, Sunbreak.
Yeah, you know that's going to do well.
Yep.
You know that's going to do well. All right. So we got to wait for Daniel to pick here. whenever we get to that.
Hey, man, I'll let him know.
I think he can see it. He can see
he's gone. Got Diablo in Saints Row, yeah.
Yeah, he went with Dying Light too.
Oh, Dying Light for Daniel. Diablo Immortal in Saints Row auto pick for Jed.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Diablo Immortal. Let's see if that even comes out.
Not in America. It's already out.
Auto pick is very confident.
Yeah, auto pick is not very confident because I don't think Saints Row is going to be good. And Splatoon 3 high.
Yeah.
Daniel's just going with all Nintendo here. He's just banking on
that
Nintendo.
Dying Light 2 game. Very Nintendo.
Well, the cloud version for Dying Light 2 just got delayed for like 6 months, so that's not coming out. But for the rest of the systems, it'll be out there.
I guess what do you think, Jens?
You got Tiny Tina's Wonderlands still out there.
You know what? This time I'm going to vote with my heart. I'm going to vote my conscience, as they say.
You are, okay.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Ah, the other Bethesda PS5 exclusive game.
I just really hope that Shinji Mikami can knock it out.
Yeah, man. I really hope that that's positive for... I mean, like, there's a lot of people that are, like, apparently not excited for that game. You don't really know what to expect.
It's because the girl left.
Yeah. Well, we did love her. She was a walking, beautiful meme.
I'm picking the other Final Fantasy game, Stranger of Paradise.
Wow,
you think that's going to be good?
Yeah, no, let him pick it. Don't stop him. I played the demo.
I know it's bad. The demo was bad, but they actually did fix it. But they said they would. So we'll see.
All right. So back to me.
Back to you.
Let's see. It's popped up on this thing. I can't let Sean try to steal this from me. One of my highly anticipated games that I hope that, I mean, it looks like we have a release date finally. And it's finally going to come out. I've talked about this game for too long. Tunic. Give me Tunic.
No. Stole
that's
my
why
game.
I didn't want to do it. I couldn't let it stay there any longer.
How dare you? Oh, Randy. Now I have to actually. Damn it. I thought I already had it in the bag sitting here going, okay, we're gonna make the decision here. You know, I have two of these, and I've always wondered, you know, what is it like to be a cat?
Oh, that so was the why other not? One I was going through.
That's why not awesome. Pick Stray? You know that's going to be good. There's going to be somebody, you know, just wanting to review this game just because you get to play as a cat. I think people are going to be very loving towards it. Let's see.
The only reason why I picked Tunic over Stray is we knew the release date for Tunic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, Tunic, we know that's coming March 16th, so. Of course, you want to go with the sure thing with this draft. So let me see. I got to pick another. Do I have to pick again? Okay.
Yeah. You again.
Wait for another player. I'm picky for myself. Okay. So this thing's being, man. I'm just not sure about Bayonetta. Like, I don't know if that's going to come out this year or not. Man. You know, a game that I really loved the first go around. I would have gone for Senua, but I'm just not sure if that's not going to get pushed back either. But I'm going to go with a Plague Tale Requiem.
That's a real good. That would have been my next pick. Yeah.
That first game was really great. They added more to this game. Looks like there's a bit more freeform. It's not so much like just going from one place to the other, this time around. So I'm, going to go with that. One of the more anticipated games here. So, all right, Randy, here you go.
Oh, God. It's now we're getting to that point. Where it's, do you go with the safe, boring games that might get like a 75?
Yeah.
Or do you go for the bigger shots that if they do come out, I think they're going to score really well, but do they come out? And I'm going to kind of go in the middle. I do, there's no release date on this yet, and it could definitely not come out this year, or it could come out and still not score as high as I'm hoping. We saw a lot of it at the last PlayStation showcase deal, so I'm hopeful that it comes out this year, but give me Little Devil Inside.
That's what I was saying. When, as soon as you said PlayStation Showcase, I was like, he's going Little Devil Inside. Yeah. All right, Mark?
Yep.
What you thinking here?
I think I'm going to pick a game we all forgot about.
Yeah.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Well, it has a very high pedigree, but the beta wasn't very highly regarded, but apparently, like the other one thing I picked, they fixed it. So I'm picking Babylon's Fall.
Yeah, right. I'm excited for that game. I hope it's good.
So, yeah, co-op Monster Hunter looking game with like full good combat.
From Platinum?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Platinum, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good pick. All right, let's see.
Yeah, Jens.
Banner 3. Stalker, I'm just, it's like December.
Yeah, they just pushed it back like 9 months or whatever.
So, don't trust that. Hellblade TBA is very scary.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to go with it, because I'm just not sure.
Okay.
Obviously, we can, once you find out it does have a release date, you can, if you've saved some of your picks, try to bid for that one. So, you don't have to try to get everything right now. There is a limit, though, with all of this stuff. You have five games that you know are going to come out, five games that got delayed and you want to switch them out, and then five games that are unreleased. So you can't just go hog wild and start dropping and picking up. You know, you got to make tough choices.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to do... The question is whether LEGO Star Wars is going to even...
I think this is a year for that, honestly. Yeah. That thing's been...
It's been delayed a lot. Let's hope that it'll be a good one of those. I'm going to pick LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
It better be a great one of those with how many movies you're going through in that game.
Sean, are we doing counter picks?
Yes, those are the last two that you do.
Do you want to explain those while we
go ahead.
These two at or off? So counter picks, when we get done with the seven drafts, then we have two of them, you said?
Yes, two. Everybody has two.
We're going to continue the draft, but you're picking off of other people's list, and you're trying to find the ones that won't score great.
For example, whoever's, I don't know if it's going to go back in the same order. So let's say that I'm the one that goes first again. Mm-hmm. If there's a game that you know for sure, like you think it's not going to come out, that might be one you want to go try to counterpick on somebody.
Yeah, so that'll give you a safe zero because it doesn't come out. Yeah.
That'll be Diablo Immortal.
Wow, interesting here with Daniel with Moss Book 2.
Ooh, I like that.
That would mean that the PSVR 2 definitely comes out, which we don't know if that's going to come out this year or not.
No, they're just porting Moss to the regular camera control.
Right.
Oh, and it gave... here's one game we know that's... poor Jed, I think he's going to get all his counterpick. Hogwarts Legacy.
He can only do five.
Hogwarts Legacy, which we already know is getting rumors about, it's going to get pushed again. And Suicide Squad Kill the Justice, we don't know if that's coming or not. So, man.
I mean, the funny thing would be when the stupid auto pick outperforms us all.
Yeah, of course. Because all of these games that were like, I don't know if it's going to come out, they all come out.
Ooh, Kerbal 2.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Kerbal 2 Space. Wow, that's really going deep in there. Is it going to come out?
I have a good deep pick for mine.
If Kerbal comes out, it'll be good.
All right, Jens.
Yeah. It's getting a little more dire.
Pick that Star Trek Resurgence game.
I am going to pick Salt and Sacrifice.
Ah. Okay, well, he did go with the Souls.
Yeah, I think that'll be a high-scoring game. And it'll come out this year. So, seems like a good pick. Even if I don't know if I'm going to play it myself. Seems like a good pick.
Yep. I'm picking a brawler, Shredder's Revenge.
Oh, man, I can't believe it went that deep in here. Nobody picked it. Wow, good job, Mark.
Yeah, I was trying to make it my last pick. Darn it. All right, I'm going to go with the boring one, just because looking at the other games in the series, they're all mid-80s. Yeah, and it's not my series at all, but Total War Warhammer 3 this late in the draft has to go. All right. So that's where I'm going.
Okay, well, I got a draft here. I like that it makes a little noise when it's your turn to draft. Yeah.
You get your last two here, Sean.
This is not my kind of thing at all. I think with it being one of the bigger games that's left, and usually this series kind of does well review-wise. It's probably the only series out of Randy Pitchford's suite that does well. I got to go with Tiny Tina's Wonderlands here.
Wait, they're making another Duke Nukem?
Oh, no. I think it's going to bring some interesting stuff that I think people might like. Or it might just be another Borderlands game, pretty much, and people just like those as well. So
that's true.
My last pick here. I would love for 3 Redfall, but that game's not coming out. You know what? I'm going to go with Somerville. That's such an interesting indie game. I think it has a chance of surprising and being better than all people think. So let's go with that. All right. So I'll go through everything once we get to the... So Randy, your turn here.
Mark took my beloved Turtles away. So I'm going to go with one that pure rumor might just get dropped, but it's the last pick. I'm taking The Last of Us Remake. I think it's happening this year. Then if it does, it's going to score really high. Mm-hmm. So
That thing is going to be probably... They might score more than the first Last of It. Looks better.
Yeah, but if they don't improve anything on it, if it's just like a, you know.
It's going to be The Last of Us and The Last of Us 2 World, which everyone liked, but Mark.
All right, Mark. Last one.
Yeah, kind of. Oh, there it is. This is a pretty long shot, but that Dead Space remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it comes out, it could score really good.
Yeah.
I don't mind the. I mean, obviously, I did it too. Going for the long shots here at the end.
No, well, yours is a lot more. There are already rumors it's like done, you know?
Yeah, that it's pretty much just waiting to announce it. Probably as soon as they find out when the actual Last of Us show is going to get.
Yeah.
Going to start coming on. That makes sense. Probably.
Hmm. Decisions, Jens.
Yeah.
You can still go Bloodborne too. It is still a thing.
Don't believe
what,
in it.
What if they did shadow drop that? That'd be amazing, right? Just no.
I would bet $90 on it. Keep it away.
Is it? Hey, is the release date year, month, day, or year, day, month? Wait, it's year, month, day, right?
I mean, it doesn't matter as long as it comes out in 2022.
Well, it does matter to me because it's like, is Crusader Kings 3 supposed to come out in February or
it's February?
In October?
It's year, month, day.
Didn't that game already come out?
Yeah.
No, that's here we go. Yeah, or that's the expansion pack, I guess.
It's an expansion.
Crusader Kings already came out last year.
Yeah,
expect that this expansion pack will be good. It's Crusader Kings. Right. I mean, can't go wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
When I watch Jed,
gonna finish us out.
Yep. That well, Daniel's got to make the pick there.
He's been pretty fast.
Watch Jed also get Gotham Knights just to just to put like the capper on it of all the games.
Oh yeah, none of us took Bayonetta 3. There's some good games. I might have to put it.
I'm surprised Jens did not take Bayonetta 3.
Well, do we get to pick the rest of them immediately after we're done?
Yeah, you can if you want to pick. Use all your picks immediately after you're done.
But,
you can if
you
want to wait.
You only have so many games you can drop afterwards.
That's fine.
Well, no, he has. Never. Everybody has pickup. We have all have 8 pickup games.
Yeah, but you have only so many games that you can drop, so you don't want to get too risky with your whole list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they got those in there, Sean.
All right, so here we go. That's it. We got it. Okay, so wow, he picked Slime Rancher 2. Interesting for Dane. Mm-hmm. And it picked Assassin's Creed Valhalla: Dawn of Ragnarok for Jed.
Mm.
All right, so let's go over everybody's for the audio listener. Go over everybody's choices.
What's that pick? Oh, his counter pick. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm.
Oh, the counter pick. Okay.
I guess it's my turn to do the counter pick. Which one do I think is going to suck?
Jed got auto picked for Babylon's Fall, and then Gran Turismo 7 got sucked.
Oh, man. Both of those were on my short list for counter picks.
Yeah.
Those are good counter picks.
Wrong. Gran Turismo is going to give me a 79.
I don't. All right, I guess. I guess I have to pick it from the list, draft, counterpick, and then here we go. Now, here's my question. What happens if the counterpick does not come out?
Then it's just a straight, basically like it's a 70, so it'd be 0 points. And that's kind of what you're trying to do, is get as little points as possible.
So would it make strategic sense to guess on a game not coming? Like, I might say, well, I don't think Hogwarts Legacy is going to happen, so that's going to be my counterpick.
Yeah.
Versus,
Because they'll get a 0.
Okay.
And even if they drop it, it will still go against
them. Okay. Well, all right. I'm gonna pick Hogwarts.
You got it pretty easy. All right.
Yep,
Mark?
My turn.
Which one you going to go with here? The counterpick.
Most of the picks you guys did were good, except for this one. So I'll pick it. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
That's a good
looks terrible.
I don't think it'll get below a 70, though.
Oh, I think it will be. That character is terrible. Like, just awful. And so, like, having her way more of her in a game does not appeal to me whatsoever.
Right, but if the game's still good, it doesn't matter whether she...
Yeah,
the Tiny Tina content is pretty popular with a certain slice of the fan base.
Which isn't the gaming like review section, so...
I don't know.
We'll see. All right, Randy?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the game I don't think is going to come out. It could bite me in the butt because I'm with Mark here that if it comes out, it's going to score really well. But I'm going to take Dead Space just because I don't think it'll come out.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go on that train as well of I don't know if it's going to come out because that seems like a thing here that could possibly happen. I feel really bad for Jed, but...
all of his list.
Yeah. I just honestly don't think that Breath of the Wild is coming out this year.
That's a gamble, though, because if it does, Yeah, that counter like, can bite you.
I'm going to go with the safer counter and pick Saints Row. Hold on. I don't think that game's going to be good. How do I? No. Okay, it's the same way, right?
Yeah. It just says pick counter. Pick
yeah, maybe the player in, actions. Or like, yeah, just drop
down. Gives you a drop down of all the options that have been picked. Yeah.
Oh, we only pick draft, one.
Oh, you only pick one counter pick right now.
Okay.
So, all right, that's it. The draft is complete. Dang it. Now I have to go in through everybody. I wish it would have kept it there and not. Now I have to go through everybody's list. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. So, all right. And just for you, and you cannot do it right immediately. You have to wait 2 days.
Yeah, it's like so Saturday, sometime on Saturday it goes.
Yeah, sometimes bids are gonna. It's always Saturday, by the way. So anytime you make a bid during the week, well, you can't. Okay, I should rephrase that. You can go right now and start bidding on games if you want. But everybody has till Saturday to outbid you or whatever. So
but do they know how much? You don't know how much. Is it blind bidding?
Yes, blind.
Yes, it's secret bidding. Yeah, it's not public. So okay. It's
and almost
you only like
$100. You only have $100, and you have to bid at least one. So you can't just blow your load right off the bat.
Yeah, it's like an eBay auction. You're not going to know until you surpass whatever they bid. So, all right, let's go through the lists again. So for me, Elden Ring, Sifu, Mario Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, Stray, A Plague Tale Requiem, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which Mark counterpicked up. Pick Me On, and Somerville. Randy has Horizon Forbidden West, Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course, Gran Turismo 7, Tunic, Little Devil Inside, Total Warhammer 3, and Last of Us Remake. Randy might have possibly the best like group of picks there. And then he counterpicked Mark's Dead Space Remake. And of course, I should have noted that I counterpicked the Saints Row for Jed, I think. And Mark has God of War Ragnarok, Marvel's Midnight Suns, Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, Stranger Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, Babylon's Fall, the Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, and Dead Space Remake. A lot of big picks by Mark. We're going to have to see if some of those games come out or not. But if they do, he could get some big scores here. Jens is next for Spoken, Triangle Strategy, Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak, Ghost Warrior Tokyo, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, Salt and Sacrifice, and Crusader Kings 3, The Royal Court. So two DLC picks by Yen's, or expansion picks there.
Good work.
Daniel went with a lot of safe stuff and then some, like, I don't know if Scribble Space Program is going to come out, but we'll see. Pokemon Legends Arceus is the first big game of the year, really. Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Dying Light 2, Stay Human, Splatoon 3, Moss Book 2, Kerbal Space Program number 2, and then Slime Rancher 2. A lot of twos there for Daniel. And then the last one, the auto pick, man. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. If that comes out, good lord, we're all going to get whooped. Starfield, another one that if it comes out, watch out. Diablo Immortal, Saints Row, Hogwarts Legacy, which we already know is going to not come out. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice, and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok. That could be a pretty safe pick there for the auto draft. So, all right, that's it. That's our draft picks. Like I said, we still have 8 more games that we can pick from now till December 20th and decide to finally make our full list of games. We also have one other counter pick we have to make the whole thing work here. So, yeah, if you want to, I'll put the link in the description for the audio show and for in YouTube so you can follow along with us if you'd like. It's fantasycritic.games if you want to do your own draft as well. These people are pretty cool. They're using the GG app to also have some like cover art as well. So this should be a fun thing that we get to watch throughout the year. We'll kind of give updates here and there on the podcast. Yeah. I don't think we're going to do anything else on this episode. Everybody had an hour and 10 minutes here. Hopefully if you enjoyed being with us here doing the draft and of course our conversation for Activism Blizzard, listen to us wherever there are podcasts, pretty much anywhere, Apple, Google, Spotify, go rate us on Spotify, give us 5 stars on there. They have a great rating system now. It's really easy. Don't have to leave a review like on Apple. You just write your 5 stars and that's it. And then, you can also watch us on YouTube later. You can watch us on Twitch live, and then you can also go to that website, w2net.com, which will feature Mark's Windjammers 2 review right there on embargo day tomorrow, or well, basically today when you're listening to this or watching it. And you can also go on Last Word on Gaming as well. So until next time, folks.